You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
In 2009, Irk went to the dark side and became a music podcaster. He discovered a wide, wide selection of music, apart from Dozy Do by Julie the Band. It's now 2010, and Irk comes down the pipe and into your ears. Bigger, stronger, and faster. Every Friday, it's Irk FM time. Now, here's your host of Irk FM from Channel Irk. Here's Irk.
G'day everyone, hello, hi, greetings, how you doing? I'm Irk, welcome to episode 105 of Irk FM. Irk FM is my music podcast that comes down the pipe and into your ears each and every week. And seeing as though it's episode 105 of Irk FM and I'll never get the opportunity to do this again, I'd like to pay tribute to a classic Sydney radio icon, Dr. Dan. That's right, Dr. Dan is about to be in the house, so to speak, and it just seems rather appropriate. Now, way back in 1980, way before I even knew what FM radio was, a classic rock radio station, now Triple M here in Sydney, began broadcasting, and they were the first commercial rock station and the first actual commercial radio station here in Sydney to broadcast on the FM band way back in 1980. I was six, and so needless to say, I didn't know a lot about Triple M at that stage. Most of the radio that I listened to at that time, or a little bit later, was a local AM station called 2KA. And so what Triple M needed, they needed a theme tune, and they needed a mascot, an icon, and they invented Dr. Dan. Sort of half flying devil, half animal thingo. You can read a complete history of Triple M via Wikipedia. There's a link on the show notes. So it seems rather appropriate considering that their frequency is 104.9. which is close enough to 105, and this is episode 105 that I do a bit of a tribute to Dr. Dan, because Triple M, even though they are a commercial radio station and my direct opposition now, well, they're not really competing with me, but you know what I mean. I don't listen to them anymore because of things like podcasting, but Triple M did introduce me to some great music, so let's get rid of the bed music. And let's have the bed music that I'm going to have, especially for this episode. Okay, I borrowed this, but it's all good. Alrighty, so that's the Dr. Dan theme. Anyone who's heard Triple M anywhere in Australia would definitely know that theme. And it's actually been remade and redone and replayed by former Guns N' Roses guitarist Slash. Yes, he's done a modern version of this particular song. This isn't the Slash version. This is from the actual original. It's called Introduction, or the bed music you're hearing now, the Dr. Dan theme, is actually part of a song called Introduction, The Journey of a Fool by Mike Batt. And that's a very, very old tune from before the 80s and in the 70s, in fact. And I might even play the whole song a little bit later on. So considering that we're doing a Dr. Dan tribute and a bit of a Triple M, thank you for introducing me to Great Rock sort of show. We have some great rock courtesy of Juice Management and Promotion on this particular episode of Irk FM. Let's get straight into it now. Our first artist is Christina Novelli. She comes to us from London, or as Brennan Safe from this reality pass, this reality podcast call it, London. Christina comes to us from London in the UK, like so many of our quality artists on Juice Management and Promotion. Let's just hear her, shall we? With her song to open the episode 105, Turn Off the Lights. Now, this is a rock episode. The start of the song doesn't sound very rocky at all, but it certainly does get up there as soon as we get into it. You're listening to episode 105 of IRC FM. Thank you, Dr. Dan.
Thank you. love yourself an infinite amount of grace. Find yourself the power it takes. If you gotta need to act like that, I'm gonna react like la la la. Yeah, when you tell me that you have a good reason, I just wanna know what's going on. La 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 la. I'm never gonna, yeah, I'm never gonna sweep up the just spread all over the floor. If you gotta need to act like that, I'm gonna like this. Yeah, when you tell me that you have a good reason, I guess I'm never gonna. I'm never gonna. Oh oh. If you gotta need to, never gonna sweep up the shit all over the floor. Meet the monster you invented. Got to take the consequences.
Oh yeah, in case you couldn't guess, the title for that song was called La 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 Yeah. And I'm definitely glad that I played the radio edit compared to the original. That was by Vivi, and she comes to us from Stockholm in Sweden. Maybe not one of her rockier tracks, but I definitely read there that she was rock. She comes to us from Stockholm. Music to Vivi is a complete style, a whole world. She loves creating and living music and her expression. She wants to give people a rush, wake up and shake up their intuition by using the sounds, lyrics, image and personality to deliver the message. By giving herself freedom of expression, she is allowing everybody else their own nature. It's as simple as that. Age or other differences are not important to Vivi. Everyone still needs to rock the world in their own way, and she strongly believes in allowing both constructive and destructive sides of life, and a lot of her songs touch both these subjects. Before that, of course, we heard from Christina Novelli, and as I said before, she comes to us from London. She was born in Southampton in the UK and is an up-and-coming name in the world of pop rock. She is of French and Italian descent from her father's side and English descent from her mother's. As a child, all she wanted out of life was to become a singer, and she was drawn by the music of Motown, Johnny Cash, Elvis, Tina Turner, Lauryn Hill, and is currently influenced by Paramore, Pink, and Dashboard Confessional. At the age of 21, Christina formed a band called Gone Till Monday and turned solo in 2008. For the past 2 years, she's been touring the UK extensively, and I'm definitely loving having the Dr. Dan bed music behind me. Not that I could do this every week, but it is definitely so full of awesome, it's not funny. So let's continue. Speaking of hard rock, let's hear a song called Heart. Oh, let's not hear a song. Yes, let's hear a song from an artist called Hard Left. They're from Atlanta in the US. And they have some catchy tunes as well. The tune we're about to hear, we heard the song from Vivi called La La Yeah. And this song is called Yeah Yeah Yeah. So you can see what I did there. Hard Left. their album is called Underbelly. Hard left from the US, diving into the dark side of relationships. The members are four gifted and restless artists with a broken perspective in search of the beauty within the darkness. They've worked together for several years and have built quite a formidable creative machine. Melody, power and attitude are what they bring to the table, with an overall goal of creating a sexy romp in a rockin' haystack full of emotions while they sort it all out. So let's get straight into some Hard Left. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's definitely a case of yeah, yeah, yeah for Dr. Dan and Irk FM, episode 105.
This is Caparo, and you're listening to Irk FM.
That was Pavassi with their song called Turn Around Ye here on IRC FM episode 105. Pavassi are a four-piece guitar outfit from Donegal in the northwest of Ireland. They have Duck on vocals, Rowan on guitar, Michael on bass, and Mark on drums. Formed in 2006, the band name comes from that of a local ballroom where they used to practice. They started writing original material and immediately made an impact. On their second gig, they performed on the first night of the renamed Rory Gallagher Theatre in Ballyshannon. They currently based almost 2 hours of live material. And prior to that, we heard from Distorted Breed, a little bit heavier than what we normally have here on Urk FM. But I don't mind some heavy stuff. And if you like some heavy stuff, go and check out the Dark Compass Metal Show and also the Metal Deli with Kimmy, two member shows of the Association of Music Podcasting that I can totally recommend. Bitter Twisted Dirt Rock Mayhem from the perpetrator of Perfect Distortion. Distorted Breed is the new band fronted by Jim Distortion, a red hot phoenix raised from the ashes of Futile Gesture and Perfect Distortion by their imitatable main man, lead vocalist and writer. Shunning the industrial and techno noise that created Perfect Distortion's sonic backdrop, the new incarnation is down and dirty, bassy and basic, with the emphasis of balls out rock and roll and Jim's unmistakably leonly, whatever that is, and singularity melodic roar. And that was Distorted Breed. Don't forget, you can check the show notes at urkfm.com, find out about any of the bands, support them, listen to some more of their music, buy some merch, find out if they're performing anywhere near you, because who knows where you're listening, who knows where these bands are, could be at any time. Let's continue with the music on Urk FM, and let's bring us some Dionysus. They started in life in 2000. It was an idea of Tom Chafers. Having left his old band behind, he was keen to get back into making music. Nell and Tom had met through mutual friends early on at their first year of university. In their second year in 2001, they decided to try and mess around with some of Tom's original old demos. The songs from that time evolved into the spine of the current album. And so they've been having several lineup changes throughout the time, but they indeed rock. Their second full-length album is called Intoxicated, and it's out now. So let's hear a track from Dionysus, and we're going to hear a song called Of the Fear. You're listening to episode 105 on Urk FM. Thank you, Dr. Dan. Thank you.
Hi, I am Rodrigo from the other side of the world, that is the Azores Islands. I do Cowboy Contour podcast, which is part of the Association of Music Podcasting. So is Urk FM.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Coming soon, Channel Urk presents A Moment in Time. A podcast and print novel coming soon. Five women come together in a man's world. Are you ready for A Moment in Time? amomentintimenovel.com. Tune in, find out. A Moment in Time, available via podcast and in print. amomentintimenovel.com.
And the last song there I played to you, for those people in North Kakalaki.
North Kakalaki.
It's called The Other Hand.
The other kind or the other hand?
The other hand.
I think that might be correct. The other kind.
Oh, is it? Oh, there you go. So the last song I played for you there was called The Other Hand. No, wrong again.
The
last song I played for you there was called The Other Hand.
No! The Other Promo.
Start again. And the last song there that I played for you was called The Other Kind.
Yay! Finally. The crowd goes wild. Woo!
Oh, well, nothing wrong with me, is there?
Thank you. You don't
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Seeds of broken dreams.
alrighty, and I think I do say alrighty too much when I come back from a song. That was Ilion with a song called Memories. Now, we are doing a bit of a rock tribute, of course, to Dr. Dan that you can hear in the background. And you might be wondering, well, gee, that song wasn't very rocky, Eric. But I can remember one stage, Triple M were calling themselves a rock station, and they were playing Eminem and still seriously calling them a rock station. So, yeah, if Triple M can do it and they're a lot more successful than I am, well, who knows. Anywho, early on, they come to us from the interweb, of course, where many of our great artists come, and without the interweb, this show would be impossible. Leonard Vinastro is at work in his studio complex, Aqua 8, when through the walls of the rehearsal studio, he hears a voice that gives him goosebumps. The then 21-year-old Coro Smith is rehearsing with her father's band. Leonard realised that he has found the voice that he is looking for, and inspired by the unique vocals, he writes the moving debut song Memories, which is the one that you just heard. When Leonard discovers singer Coro in the spring of 2008, he himself is in the middle of processing a painful breakup. That difficult time of being knocked down and crawling back to his feet provide him with many of material for the writing and personal and emotional lyrics such as Memories, Descending and The Change. In March 2009, that song you just heard, Memories, is released complete with video clip. And of course that song received many, many responses on that musical website that starts with M that I prefer not to mention. Anywho, let's go back and tell you some of the tracks that you heard in that rock marathon. We heard from Dead Man's Crossing. They were formerly known as Sound Escape, formed in North London. I really like that. Thank you, Brennan Safe. In 2008, the band was formed as the result of a drunken night out. They decided that forming a rock band and taking over the world was the way to go. Well, okay, maybe just the rock band bit. And the hunt was on for the rest of the band. Life for all of the band members has always been about playing music, initially for the fun of it, and to charm women. Okay, that sounds like a good idea, but that's not why I got into podcasting. But with all of the rock members, of all the band members coming from small towns, and the ladies obviously not appreciating our, quote, musical talent, unquote, we all realised that our best shot was to move to London. Now, here we are, relying on a rock band to pay the bills. Good luck, because I've heard London's quite expensive. Maybe I'll find out next year, who knows. And so we heard Dead Man's Crossing with their song, which was a very, very good rock song, like all of the rock songs have been on this episode, and it was called Escape. Before that, we heard from Dry Riser with their song called Rushing. Dry Riser come to us from Kent, London, and the southeast of the UK. I think I might stick with this London bit for a while because I always seem to be saying it. Of course, like many of the bands here, they are unsigned or independent, and that is fine because we're all here for the little guy. Dry Riser are a four-piece band based in Kentish Town. Their first released, the four-track EP entitled Too Many Chiefs, is reminiscent of the 1960s, yet you can't quite figure out who they sound like. It's refreshing to hear a band drawing from so much inspiration from their influences whilst retaining their uniqueness. The plucky guitar sound has reverberations of the Kinks, with the layered and beautifully crafted songs give an aura of early Small Faces. And that was Dry Riser. And before Dry Riser, we heard from Stirling from Cambridgeshire, east in the UK, which is quite not ironic, that's really the wrong word to use, but I live just up from Cambridge Park in Western Sydney, so the whole Cambridge thing, I can understand it. Their influences include Oasis, The Verve, Stereophonics, The Who, The Rolling Stones, The Beatles. with a look, sound and style that takes you back to the days of the indie Britpop scene of the 1990s. Sterling announced their arrival at the Solstice with a relatively big sound for a small band in numbers. The frontman of this three-piece band has a notably good voice, and his impressive solo skills are matched by a keenness to throw up at one available opportunities. And that was part of a quote by Art and Soul magazine about Sterling. Some awesome tracks indeed. Now, as I said a bit earlier, the music that you're listening to, the bed music that you're listening to, that I'm rather enjoying talking over, and probably won't have a legitimate use in the use this ever again. It's what's known as the Dr. Dan theme on Triple M, but I'm about to play you the whole song in full. It's a beautiful song. It's not pod safe, but as I said, the song was written and performed in the late 70s by a man called Mike Catt. It's called Introduction, The Journey. So let's hear the real song. We'll turn Dr. Dan off. You'll hear this bit again in the middle of the song, and as soon as you hear it, you'll recognise it. Thank you.
best hit music every time you turn us on.
Channel Erk, 5 great Australian podcasts with something for everyone, including talk, music variety at Erk FM, blast from the past, ambient noise, and Judy's Blast FM.
Back in my day, we played records.
Channel Erk, 5 great Australian podcasts, one location.
Hey, jabroni, know your role and shut your mouth, candy ass.
www.channelerk.com. Alrighty, did you like that? The full version of what is contained in this song. Anywho, hope you enjoyed the rock, hope you sort of enjoyed the tribute. Many of our overseas listeners probably didn't even really get the point, but that's okay, because I get the point and that's all that matters. The artists today that we heard were Christina Novelli, VV, Hard Left. I wonder if there's another band out there called Easy Right or Over the Jump, maybe. Rally fans will get the joke about that one. Distorted Breed, Pervasi, Dionysus, Sterling, Dry Riser, Dead Man's Crossing, and Elyon. Thank you, everyone, for listening. As always, I'm Erk. Really enjoyed presenting the music for you this week. Next week on Erk FM, we won't be having the Dr. Dan music. Damn, what a shame. We'll be back giving you some great rock and some great pop and whatever else artists submit to me, because next week it's an artist submission show again. If you're an artist and you would like to submit music for me to play, there's lots of information on the Channel Erk website, channelerk.com, erkfm.com, of course. You can find out more about the show, previous shows, interviews. Hopefully I'll be doing a few more interviews and lots more. Erk FM down the pipe and into your ears each and every Friday. If this music isn't enough for you, on Sunday, Judy's Blast FM shows that my mum Judy knows more about music now than country and or western, as she presents a great range of music. This month, she's having a bit of a cultural month in September. Also, we'll see how she has to go. And you know what I should do next month? Speaking of Triple M and the Dr. Dan theme, they used to have a really awesome month called Rocktober, being, i.e., in October. And so what Rocktober was, they used to have lots of competitions. I think they even had some concerts at some times and some giveaways. I know that, you know, they're a rock station and they play rock all year round, but they made a really special effort for Rocktober. You used to be able to get Rocktober stickers and merchandise. They used to give a lot of stuff away. And they used to do lots of things like countdowns and special theme weekends and all of that sort of stuff. So I've made an executive decision as the presenter, editor, producer, and content creator for Erk FM. I'll announce it now. The month of October is going to be Rocktober here on Erk FM. Triple M don't use the idea anymore, idiots. And so you've heard it here right now. October is going to be Rocktober here on Erk FM, and I'm going to have a lot of fun with that. Until next time, I'm Erk. Thanks for listening. As always, this music podcast is a proud member of Channel Erk and the Association of Music Podcasting. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. All music contained within, with the exception of the music that you're hearing now and the last song that I played, the rights remain with the original rights holder, and 99.999999999% of the music contained within is played either with direct permission from the artists or with agreements with various music content providers. Thank you, as always, to Rob Saunders from Juice Management and Promotion for supplying the majority of the music here on Erk FM as our major music supplier, and also, of course, Aerial Publicity for their long-term support. You can find out more information about IRC FM and Channel IRC at channelirc.com. Find out more about the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. And until next week, we'll finish with our normal theme tune. And good night, Interweb. And thank you, Dr. Dan. This has been IRC episode 105.